Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. The death toll from the coronavirus pandemic continues to rise in our region. The city of Philadelphia is reporting its first fatality, a man in his 50s who officials say had an underlying health issue.
This is the first death in Philadelphia, and we certainly expect more deaths in the future. We can't save everyone, but we want to save as many people as possible, which is why we're taking all these steps we can to try to slow the spread of this infection.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley stresses the most important step is the city's order to stay home. And Delaware County has seen its first two deaths from the virus.
The first was an 85-year-old man. We're not releasing his municipality out of respect for the family. The second is an 86-year-old female who lived in Broomall.
That's Delaware County Council Chairman Brian Zydek. He says the two cases do not appear to be connected, but serve as a reminder of the need for social distancing. And health officials in Montgomery County have announced a second fatality there.
This individual was an 84-year-old male with underlying medical conditions who resided in Abington Township.
That's County Chair Valerie Arcouche. The county's first death, reported over the weekend, also was in Abington. Across the river, there are several new deaths in South Jersey. One of the victims was from Bridgeton, Cumberland County. Burlington County officials report three fatalities in Mount Laurel, but the state is only confirming one. Governor Phil Murphy, meanwhile, is ordering child care centers across the state to serve only health care workers and emergency staffers. Pennsylvania schools are officially closed until at least April 6th because of the coronavirus, but State Education Secretary Pedro Rivera says no matter how long the shutdown, the school year can't stretch into July.
By statute, we can't extend school past June 30th.
Rivera repeated the school shutdown could be extended beyond April 6th if the governor and state health secretary declare it's necessary. Pennsylvania lawmakers have voted to delay the state's primary election by 5 weeks to June 2nd. Governor Wolf says he will sign it. The governor also says relief is coming to some of the small businesses in Pennsylvania that have been struggling or forced to close because of coronavirus restrictions.
The COVID-19 Working Capital Access Program, or the CWCA, will provide loans of up to $100,000 to for-profit businesses with 100 or fewer full-time employees.
The Pennsylvania Industrial Development Authority set aside $60 million for these loans. They are expected to become available this week. There will be no public celebrations of Easter Sunday and related rites in churches throughout the Philadelphia Archdiocese and Camden Diocese this year, KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
In an email sent to priests throughout the five-county archdiocese, Father Dennis Skill, director of the Office for Divine Worship, advised clerics they will still be required to celebrate Masses and the rites for Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday. However, the public cannot attend. Similar guidance is offered for priests in the Camden Diocese. Pastors are advised to bless palms for the faithful on Palm Sunday, but they should be stored for later distribution.
Archbishop Nelson Perez has been live streaming his 11 a.m. Sunday Mass and is likely to do so for Easter Sunday. Supermarkets, including Acme and Giant, are installing clear partitions at the checkout lanes to provide a degree of separation to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Acme spokeswoman Dana Ward.
The plexiglass is a barrier between the cashier and the customer. So we've installed this in our check stands, in our pharmacies, in our service desk.
The stores have also put X marks on the floor, encouraging shoppers to wait 6 feet back while the person in front of them is checking out to minimize contact. Many animal shelters in the area have put adoptions on hold as COVID-19 continues to spread. But with people staying home during the crisis, they're stepping up to provide foster care for animals waiting for their forever home.
We've had a very positively overwhelming response from the community. I receive probably about 70 to 80 foster applications a day, which is incredible. I mean, on a regular basis, I probably receive 10 a week.
Maddie Bernstein is with Pennsylvania SPCA. She says a majority of animals in foster care are dogs, but a push will soon get underway to get as many of its 92 cats into the program as possible. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.